This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Western Michigan University is playing this weekend in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise. Kalamazoo Gazette sports reporter David Drew joins us to review the Broncos' football season and look ahead to Saturday's matchup with Air Force. But first, sometime next fall, Kalamazoo Valley Community College's new Healthy Living Campus is expected to open near downtown Kalamazoo. The Michigan Municipal League, along with city officials, the college, as well as business and residential interests, have developed an action plan for the area of the Edison neighborhood. It's designed to capitalize on, among other things, the new campus's proximity to Western Michigan University's medical school. Richard Murphy is Program Coordinator of Information and Policy Research for the Michigan Municipal League. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is called a placemaking study. Explain to our audience what you mean by placemaking.
Sure. Strategic placemaking is the idea that unique places matter, that every community is not the same, and that every neighborhood is not the same, and that these differences matter to residences and businesses. And the state of Michigan and our cities can attract those residents and businesses and keep them here by emphasizing those unique qualities that each of our communities have.
Kalamazoo was one of 12 cities across the state which was selected for one of these placemaking projects. Why was Kalamazoo chosen?
Well, Kalamazoo was chosen as a regional center in southwest Michigan, a place that is not just one of the largest cities in its region, but also a place that a lot of other residents of that region visit or travel to for work or otherwise are familiar in. So as a focal point of its part of Michigan, we felt it was a priority to work with them on one of their needs.
Do communities sometimes overlook the opportunity to take advantage of a new institution or a new campus when it comes to their town? And is that part of the reason for centering this particular placemaking project around a new campus developing near Kalamazoo's downtown?
Yeah, anchor institutions like hospitals and colleges are major economic drivers for communities, both in employment as well as the benefits they provide in education and healthcare and so forth. So making sure that the surrounding neighborhood and downtown are adequately leveraging the things that these institutions offer is important to local economic health.
You try to find some similar institutions, you know, some businesses, some nonprofits, and other things that share sort of a common interest for people who might be in that neighborhood and try to capitalize on that?
Right. And in this case, I think there was a very natural fit between the hospital and the WMU Medical School and KVCC's Healthy Living Campus, the farmers market, the park. All of these things in their own way contribute to the health and well-being of community residents. And so it was an easy fit for us since they had already recognized these connections amongst themselves when they approached us.
So one of the recommendations in Kalamazoo is to finalize plans for a 3-lane Portage Street to serve as a gateway to the health and wellness district and the core of the neighborhood. Explain why this is important if Kalamazoo is going to truly take advantage of this.
Well, this is an opportunity that a lot of communities are looking at to say, you know, where do we have roads that maybe we focused too much on one function of that road, which is moving traffic through a neighborhood or through a downtown, rather than balancing that with providing access to the things along that street and making it work for everyone, whether they are through travelers or residents of the neighborhood or traveling to a destination in that neighborhood, such as the new Healthy Living Campus. So looking at the opportunities along that street with a really fine-grained eye to what are the needs of traffic, how many people are traveling through, how many people are turning at each intersection, how do all the signals function, often exposes some opportunities to add back some of those missing functions of the street to make it work a little better.
One of the things you also say in the report is that some congestion is unavoidable in a thriving neighborhood. Do you sometimes, as you're putting these reports together, you have the idea of trying to get people to think about something besides just moving traffic quickly through a neighborhood? In other words, that while people don't like congestion, it may be necessary to have a little if you're going to do some of the other things that you hope to achieve.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we have to think about is, yeah, if there's no congestion whatsoever, that probably means you have some economic challenges, that people don't have places to go, jobs to get to, shopping to do, so they're staying home, and that's why they're not on the road. If you're going to have a thriving community, then you're not going to be the only one on the street. And so once in a while, you're going to have to see a little bit of congestion, whether that's 10 or 20 seconds extra waiting at a light or going a few miles under the speed limit for a little bit. So figuring out what the engineering standards are that are acceptable for, we're willing to have this quality travel for a car traveler and this quality of travel for a pedestrian in terms of safety and ease of access to get from one place to another, or this level of service for a bus rider, and measuring all of those criteria and how well that street works at an intersection by intersection level.
No one likes to sit in traffic. So when you lay this out in a report, is it something that requires a little bit of selling people on the idea that a little congestion is not going to be the end of the world?
Well, that's something that we had to look at with the college and the hospital and the city and the other stakeholders that were a part of this, is to say, the city has these standards that they're not going to let traffic get below a certain level. We have to maintain a certain quality of travel for the car traveler. And one of the opportunities there is recognizing that traffic doesn't just happen. Traffic is created by activities in the surrounding area. And the hospital and the community college and those other anchor institutions are major drivers of the traffic that's going through the neighborhood. So one of the things that they can do is help give their visitors and their employees and their students or patients other options for getting there, to say, if we can get some of our employees riding the bus or some of our students walking or biking from the surrounding neighborhoods, rather than just having everybody jump in a car and drive to campus and park there, that helps us control the traffic problem and gives us a little more room within those engineering considerations to make some of those changes to the street.
The report also says that Kalamazoo's farmers market should be a key player here, or an important part of placemaking for this part of the city. How does the farmers market fit in?
Well, the farmers market certainly is successful. It seems to be very popular within the community, which has its own challenges of congestion on a Saturday morning. But it's also somewhat out of the way. It's not necessarily on a major street. So it has peaks and lows. So figuring out how to make it a little more visible, perhaps, on days other than the major market days, how to add activities in, and whether expanding it within its existing location and perhaps looking at opportunities to expand market activities onto nearby properties, or looking at whether there might be a better location in the vicinity of the park to get it a little bit more exposure and maybe help it be something that people might walk to instead of driving to, or something that makes for a little bit more of a drop-in on the way to somewhere on a midweek market day.
And one of the things that the report says is this could require additional land being acquired at the current location, or perhaps, as you mentioned, identifying relocation options for the farmers market. These are kind of some tough calls to make, I suppose, for city planners and those sort of things. Are you just trying to lay out options here for them to consider?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a good problem for the market to have if it's hitting the limits of what it can do with its current location and size. So definitely we heard from the city that there was no interest in moving it to some other part of town, that it was important to keep in that neighborhood. So looking at what are the opportunities and what are some of the scenarios that they could examine if they want to facilitate additional growth of the market.
What sort of other land use decisions are going to have to be made that are going to determine what happens in this area of Kalamazoo?
for a neighborhood to be attractive to residents and allow them to walk or to bike or to use the bus and cover that whole range of neighborhood activities and access. You know, this is something that happens on a block by block and intersection by intersection and property by property scale. So the report does include a lot of recommendations for sidewalks and crosswalks and traffic signals and making sure that all of these pieces of the transportation infrastructure work together well. But the city is also looking at what the surrounding development look like. How does the Washington Square area regain its status as a neighborhood center that serves the surrounding community, and whether that's looking at the types of businesses that the city is trying to encourage to locate along the Portage Street corridor, or whether it's making sure that the buildings are located properly on the lot to facilitate both a car traveler and a pedestrian from the neighborhood trying to get to that business. These are conversations that I understand the Planning Commission and city staff are having right now about what are those really fine-grained details of how development affects the overall neighborhood life and experience.
So what happens next?
Well, what happens next? Certainly as the Kalamazoo Valley Community College has broken ground on their new campus, city staff are working with them and the other institutional actors in that neighborhood to figure out which pieces of the report they do want to pull out and implement themselves, and which things are maybe not instant wins, but are worth additional consideration. So at this point, they are the people who are going to be implementing any of the recommendations in this proposal.
Richard Murphy, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Richard Murphy is Program Coordinator of Information and Policy Research for the Michigan Municipal League.